Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. Okay, Nikki, I'm dying to know, what's the most embarrassing thing you've ever done in a relationship?
Oh, there's so many. I have to say, one time in the throes of a moment, I called the guy by the wrong name.
Oh, I feel like we've all been there. That's never good. But I keep thinking about how absolutely cringy it is that Scott Disick DM'd his ex-girlfriend Kourtney Kardashian's other ex, Eunice Benjima, to complain about her living it up with her new boyfriend, Blink-182 drummer Travis Barker.
Oh, this is a bad move. Mm-hmm. And Eunice posted the proof to Insta, and it is super cringy.
Yeah, and now we've just found out that DM has cost Scott his relationship with model Amelia Hamlin.
Yeah, Amelia's been dropping big breakup hints on her Instagram.
And it's just been confirmed they've officially split. And Amelia's mom, actor Lisa Rinna, seems to be celebrating.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I may be celebrating, too, if Scott Disick was out of my life. Just saying.
Yeah, I don't think you're alone. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Nikki Boyer, filling in for Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Tuesday, September 7th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So after a week of Insta DM drama, Scott Disick of Keeping Up with the Kardashians fame and his model girlfriend Amelia Hamlin are taking some time apart, everyone.
Yeah, and now it's official. The two have split. Multiple sources confirmed to E! News that Scott and Amelia broke up over the weekend. And apparently, Scott says he needs to be single right now, which, of course, all of us believe that's the case, that it was Scott that needed some time.
Right? So their relationship drama comes as a response to those leaked DMs that Scott sent to model Eunice Benjima, Kourtney Kardashian's ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. So we talked about this last week. super juicy. Scott basically DM'd Eunice on Instagram about Courtney, who, as we know, Scott dated for many, many years, and they share three kids together. Apparently, Scott hasn't really accepted that Courtney is pretty serious with her new boyfriend, Travis Barker.
Yeah. And Scott wasn't really happy about some of the steamy paparazzi photos of Court and Travis making out on a yacht in Italy, which I thought were kind of sexy. I thought they were kind of sexy.
They are.
Yeah. So Scott sent a photo of Courtney and Travis making out to Eunice saying, "Yo, is this chick okay? Bro, like, what is this? In the middle of Italy?"
I'm sorry, Scott, is that you? Are you on the show today?
So uncanny, right?
Amazing. Yeah.
You're welcome.
So Eunice responded to Scott's DMs and said, "Doesn't matter to me as long as she's happy." Mm. And then he added a burn that Scott needed aloe for. And he said, "P.S. I'm not your bro." And then, of course, because you know what? It wouldn't be 2021. Eunice posted the screenshot of the messages to his Instagram.
Busted! This has to be completely, totally embarrassing for Scott, right?
Yeah. I mean, according to E, Scott is mortified by what he sent Eunice. And a source close to Scott says he had a really low moment, which, okay, we all have. That's right. Fine. And he was just looking for someone who he could relate to. And then obviously, apparently, immediately regretted sending the message. Of course, how could he not?
I know. Okay, but the drama did not end there. Oh, no.
Yeah. So apparently, Amelia was pretty pissed about the whole thing and definitely let Scott know about it. Even though she seemed to show support on her Instagram at first, like after the DMs were leaked, Amelia posted this photo to her Instagram stories of a sign that read, "Let's be nicer to each other. We're all trying our best."
That's sweet in theory, but that didn't last very long, right? Since then, she's been dropping hints to the gram about their potential split. And they've been pretty clear, wouldn't you say? So on Sunday, Amelia posted a photo to her Instagram stories of a tank top with the words, "Don't you have a girlfriend?" Which obviously everyone took to be a direct dig at Scott. I mean, right?
Yes.
She also posted a series of photos of herself without Scott, with the caption, "Get ready, we're going to Girls Den," which she used the number 2, which is so cool. I don't do that. I use actual words in my posts.
Yeah, that's too cool with the number 2.
Right?
And last night, she shared a photo with a quote about not settling, especially not with your heart. And the quote also says, "Do not shrink yourself for the sake of other people. You deserve the best." Right. And then Amelia wrote on top of the photo, "This is it."
How? I mean, like, listen, I get a little judgy because I'm like, what? This is so on blast. But then I'm like, what would my 20-year-old self do during a breakup if Instagram was in my hands? I'd be right there with her doing all of this.
I mean, I had Facebook and I didn't really do stuff like this. I watched other people do it and just ate my popcorn from the shadows, which I love to do. So it really worked out for me. And it's still working out now.
Did you just say I ate my popcorn from the shadows?
From the shadows, like a real creep.
I love you so much. Okay, we digress. Let's get back to business. So Scott and Amelia, let's remember, they've been together for almost a year now. I can't believe it was that long. And they've actually made the news quite a few times since they've been together.
Right. So the two were first linked last October, and then they made it Instagram official in February this year. Now, as we know, Scott is 18 years older than Amelia, and they started dating when she was 19 and he was 37, which obviously made their relationship pretty controversial when they got together.
Yeah. And awkwardly enough, Scott has made public efforts to get back together with his ex, Courtney, even after he was linked to Amelia, which is super messy. Like, come on. Like, keep your side of the street clean, Scotty.
Yeah, it is messy. So on the last season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which aired early this year, he was trying to win Courtney back for a good majority of the season.
Yeah.
I mean, in one episode, he was having dinner with Courtney's family and he was like, "Does anyone think we shouldn't get married?" And her sister Chloe started chanting, "Marriage, marriage, marriage," which is such a Chloe thing to do, I've got to say. And then Scott even said, like, he would marry Courtney on the spot. But, you know, Courtney's made it pretty clear she does not want to get back together.
And so Amelia has stuck with Scott all through this. I mean, he was pretty obviously trying to reconcile with his ex in front of a global audience. And she kind of was right there sort of supporting him. Interesting.
I mean, she's got to have somebody to pick her up from school. She doesn't want to completely isolate Scott.
I am eating the popcorn now. Now I am in the dark shadow.
Now you're in the shadow.
Okay, but look out, everybody, because Mama's involved now. Amelia's mom, we all know, I think, is Real Housewives reality star and actress Lisa Rinna.
I love Lisa. She holds nothing back. And, you know, she's been really open about how she doesn't love her daughter Amelia's relationship with Scott, like, at all. She's talked about it on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and she's pointed out several times that there's an 18-year age gap between Scott and Amelia, saying, what the F? She's 19, he's 37 with three kids. And then she also joked about how she wished Amelia was dating someone like Harry Styles instead, which honestly, get in line,
right?
You know?
Oh, which is very worth mentioning because just 2 hours after Amelia posted the Don't You Have a Girlfriend pic, Lisa, her mom, posted a photo of Harry Styles in concert sort of covering his mouth, almost as if he's like stifling a laugh. And I was like, well played, Rinna. Well
that
played.
That is really well played. And I mean, of course, fans immediately took it as, you know, shade towards Scott. And somebody wrote in the comments, manifestation works. And Lisa was like, it does. And then, you know, not too long after that post, she posted a video of herself dancing with the caption, happy dance, as if maybe she was celebrating something. Oh. I don't know. I mean, she posts these dance vids a lot. So it could just be that.
Right. Or was there a subtext of like deep, deep excitement for her daughter's breakup? Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, the whole thing is pretty publicly embarrassing for both Amelia and for Scott, really. I mean, could they make it past this if they wanted to? I mean, could any couple really?
I mean, look, she's 20. Like, think back to when you were 20. You're like, who the hell was I dating then? I truly can't remember.
I was calling people by the wrong names. I don't even know what was going on. Which side is up?
Like, they're not going to get married. Let's be really honest here. And honestly, like, if my guy was acting like Scott, there'd be some hands thrown. I'm not going to lie to you.
I know. I'd be out. I really would.
Nah, like, I'll walk home from school. Get out of here.
Oh, my God.
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Nikki Boyer. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Oh, by the way, happy belated birthday, Brooke. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.